بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه قال: جاء ناس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبعث معنا رجالا يعلمنا القرآن والسنة. Still in this chapter of jihad, the great virtues, importance, and the things relevant to jihad. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu further says that some people, and according to the books of history and hadith, they were people of Hawazin who came to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and requested that some people must be sent who will teach us Quran and Sunnah. In other words, send some people to us, some ulama, who will teach us our deen. فَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent to them 70 people from amongst the Ansar. And this was the cream of the ulama, the most choicest that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had picked and sent. يُقَالُ لَهُمُ الْقُرَّى. And they were called Qurra. Well, in other words, the ulama. Previously, ulama were known as Qurra, as a qari, a person who could read and understand and knew the Qur'an and the hadith. فِيهِمْ خَالِي حَرَامٌ. In amongst them, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, was my uncle, Hazrat Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. These people were not only such great ulama, but their qualities were such, يَقْرَعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ يَتَعَلَّمُونَ. That they were the readers of the Qur'an. That is, continuously they were engaged in ibadat also. And during the night they were engaged in the learning and teaching of the Qur'an Sharif. They would give lessons on Qur'an and they would learn further themselves, though they were already qualified ulama. وَكَانُوا بِالنَّارِ يَجِئُونَ بِالْمَا فَيَضَعُونَهُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. And during the day, they used to make the khidmat of the people. They used to bring water into Masjid and Nabawi and place it for the people who make ibadat, who feel thirsty and who need water. They should make the arrangements. These great ulama, this was their service to the people. وَيَحْتَثِبُونَ فَيَبِيعُونَهُ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ الطَّعَامِ لِأَهْلِ الصُّفَّةِ وَلِلْفُقَرَاءِ. And also during the day they used to go out and gather firewood, and then they used to sell that firewood, and with the money that they made they used to buy food for the Ahle Suffa, that is the Darul Uloom in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Khanqa in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to buy food for these people, like what we donate today to a Darul Uloom, we donate to a Khanqa. That was the other work. And also they used to look after the poor and needy with that money, feed and see the people who are in need and the poor people. So these choice people who had these great qualities, who were great ulama, were in the service of the people who used to come for Hajj and for Umrah, and also who were fully in service of their Darul Uloom, the Sukhba. Such people Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so chose them and sent them. فَبَعَثَهُمُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the request of these people to teach them deen, he sent these choice people. So they will teach them deen and also akhlaq and character and also morals. فَعَرَضُوا لَهُمْ فَقَتَلُوهُمْ. But however, these people's niyat was not at all good. They were the enemies of Islam, and they surrounded this people when they found a suitable time, and all 70 of them, they had made shaheed, they killed them. فَقَتَلُهُمْ قَبْلَ أَن يَبْلَغُوا الْمَكَانِ. And they killed them before they could have reached their destination also. فَقَالُوا. Those people, all of them, were made shaheed. So now they wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to know about this. So they turned to Allah ta'ala and that, oh Allah, you convey this message of ours to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Allahumma balligh anna nabiyyana. Oh Allah, you convey on our behalf to our Nabi. Inna qad laqina faradina anka. That we have reached our duty, we have completed our duty towards you. Whatever you had commanded us to do, we lived our life according to Islam and deen, and we have completed our life. Wa radita anna, and you too are happy with us. So in this way, they've made their last dua to Allah Ta'ala. His uncle Haram وأتى رجل حراما. He explains explicitly how his uncle was made shaheed. One of those people came to his uncle Haram, خال أنس من, who was the uncle of Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه, من خلفه. He came to him from the back. فتعانه برمح حتى أنفذه. And he used a spear and he attacked him from the back until he let him reach his place. Also, he also became a shaheed. Hazrat Haram at that time said, فَقَالَ حَرَامٌ فُسْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. At the time, the last words that were on his tongue, that I have become successful by the qasam of the Lord of the Kaaba. That is, Allah had showed him his place of Jannat, the hoors that came, and all the wonderful enjoyments. And he said, my life has been fully successful. I've reached my place where I wanted to in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, "Inna akhwanakum qad qutilu," that your brothers have been killed. Nobody brought that news to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah informed him through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and gave the message also to him. Wa innahum qalu, and when they have been made shaheed, they had left this message. Allahumma balligh anna nabiyyana anna qad laqina faradina. That, O Allah, convey to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have reached our destination, we have completed our mission and our duty, which was from you, waradita anna, and Allah Ta'ala is happy, Allah's due commandments we had completed, and Allah is happy with us. So in this way, great, great sacrifices were made in the field of Islam. 70 of the cream and the choicest of the ulama, and who were such great khadims of the Muslims and of Islam, they were also made shaheed. This deen of ours was watered with the blood of the shaheeds. That is how it flourished. Today we are not prepared to even get up for Fajr. We are not prepared to guard our gazes. We are not prepared to give some sweat for the sake of deen. They gave their blood for the sake of deen. They made their wives widows. They made their children orphans for the sake of deen. So we also should sacrifice for deen and make every effort that we can to make deen alive in the whole world.